Hello and welcome to Dreamscape. I have an account of a dream that I had, but it's a little bit splotchy. In one domain, we were something like Indiana Jones. My family had gone through and as a family we had gone into like temples and found the riches of, oh, there it is. So I, oh, it's also come back this way too. Okay. It's all kind of coming back. So, there was the bunny. There was the map. There was the box. There was the girl. There was before the girl. There was the partner. There was the garbage. There was the pre-thought, memory to past repetition. There was there was the pill, there was the slide, there was the bus, there was the door, there was the sun, there was the girl beside who accepted her spot. There was the guy who wanted a pill. There was the moment with my dad and the pill. There was, also sorry if this is not making any sense. It's kind of necessary to plot my points out because if I don't plot them out, I get lost in trying to assemble it all. It's like going over all your Lego pieces before you try to build it. There was the bathroom. There was the boot in the mud pile. But there was the bathroom. The bathroom was, that's the spot that I, 'cause immediately after the bathroom, there was the scene in the bathroom where, like, somebody was hiding. And then afterwards, it became, I was at work at the grocery store in the produce back room, and then it's like, I was hiding, but now I don't need to hide anymore, or somebody was hiding, and they don't need to hide anymore, because the person that they need to hide from is gone. So then, a small girl, who's in pink, she was there, and she's like, oh, okay, well, she was hiding before, but then I was like, oh, you didn't get caught, that's good, and we were kind of discussing stuff, and then I hear that somebody's about to come, so then she needs to hide, So then, but I'm able to be in the light, so I go and I talk to the guy, and he's a small, short, older guy, and he knows something's up. He knows there's somebody missing. So he goes, and I'm like, "Hey, I'd like to help you out." And then he's trying to find the girl, right? So immediately to his left, he sees a bunch of boxes stacked up. And he goes through, and he just knocks them over. He starts to tear through them. It was also covered with a giant tarp. So he pulls that because it's obviously something that looks hidden, and there's a blue bin too. That looks like there's somebody hiding. And he like starts to tear through these, and I'm kind of like helping him out by just being an eye and just being like, oh, okay. But nothing. I'm not like looking around anywhere else. And he says he's trying to find somebody. So he's like kind of tearing through this way. And he's also there's also talk of like a map or like, 'cause he's trying to find somebody, but he also knows that I do these expeditions. Or he knows of these expeditions, but he doesn't quite believe them, right? So he's suggesting that he needs to, that these expeditions are ridiculous and whatever. So he tears through a bunch of stuff until he finds a map, or a map was just there, or I produced a map, or there's some map. And there's a possibility that it's fake. And honestly, I thought it was gonna be fake. And then he produced it, and then I was like, oh, this isn't actually fake. I could tell this wasn't fake. Because what I saw was, like a map of the world, but then there was pinpoints. Oh. And it was seven, and then if you wanted to easily look at it, it would be like a seven and a question mark. But there's a lot of other pinpoints that are missing in that whole scenario. So it doesn't quite look like a seven, but also looks like a seven and like two question marks. Because there's pinpoints above the seven. Like there's this like, it's like they try to draw two sevens, and then there's like, there's a lot of missing points in that seven and the question mark, right? So he pulls that out and he's like, yeah, it's definitely fake. But then I try to like be like, no, let me take a look. It could be this, it could be this. And now I'm trying to like just divert the attention from the girl to this map. And this map is on like one of those like walking, like those stand up chalkboards that you can wheel around. It's like pinned up on that. So I start to try to make sense of it, and while I make sense of it, I have the experience of a. Oh, because the other part about it is it looks like a castle has a walkway going towards the view of the camera. Because the pins start at a small point and they go outwards and wider, and it looks like a pathway. So, in seeing this pathway, I now get a visionary experience of a small little rabbit creature walking up to a door. He opens the key door as if it's Mario. And then there was a key door. But what he does is he catches two eggs with a net, and he turns them into. into chickens? Like he, because he catches two things from the ground, and then he like goes up, jumps in the sky, kind of off a cliff, and he turns them into. Maybe he turned them into eggs. He turned them into something as valuable, but at some point also there's this key door that appears. I don't know if he goes in it or if he just clicks the key, but. And then once he goes jumps up in the air and turns into these things, they like fly away as if on a clothesline. So it's kind of like he's producing them. And there was also another rabbit behind him doing another thing that I can't recall. There might have been a wizard rabbit, I can't recall that either. And I think there was a rabbit in the foreground by the seven, but I can't recall that either. I tried to explain to him all these other signs, and I'm like, maybe, like, it could be this. But nothing seemed to be pressing enough that he believed it. And then while I was explaining this, I turn my back and I look around, and I see the girl sitting on a desk right next to us. So I'm like, and he's on my right and she's on my left. And I'm like, I have to now prevent him from seeing this girl in a giant pink bunny outfit. Because she has a little pink bunny hoodie that she wears. So she's bright pink. Lucky for me, we're in low visibility. He didn't turn on the lights before searching around, because so we were in darkness almost the entire time. So then now I'm there, and he kind of like is looking at the map, and he's kind of looking up, and then as he moves, I kind of keep my body, and I just mirror what he's doing. Oh, you know what? Here it is. Earlier when we were searching stuff around, I was just following him the entire time, and at one point he got really angry. He's like, you know, I appreciate what you're doing. You're being helpful. You're being like a helpful eye, but could you just go around and help me find her? Like, go look another spot, not where I'm looking. I appreciate it, but go somewhere else and search. When I went to search, I found her in a spot underneath a table. She was in a box, but she was very visible if you went to that specific area. So now I was going to be worried about my movements now predicting where she was, because now I have to be I have to like guard her off the movements. So I go and so then now he's on my right, she's on my left, and he's gonna pass through, because to get out of the room, you have to walk closer to her and walk right beside her, right? So what I do is when he stands up, I like kind of move my body with him and kind of like keep him always in the spot, and I'm always kind of shifting over to the side, and I move with his head movements, and then I just kind of talk to him, and I'm just kind of working him out of the room. And then he steps forward, and I kind of walk in, like kind of cut in before him, and I kind of step back, and I kind of move away, and I'm just kind of swaying side to side to make sure I'm in between him, and I'm staying close to him too, because the closer I am, the more I block his view. So, but I also don't want to be too much, so I'm not like spreading out my arms. I'm just kind of like, yeah, okay, let's figure that out. Yep. Oh man, and I don't remember what we talked about at all, but we go and I there is one point where we pass by, like the spot where she's on the desk and. Like, because it's like there's in between two desks, so we pass through that way where I'm surprised because we both must have gone through there. And then
once he gets out, he has, because he is going on the outside, I'm going on the inside, so I could theoretically be able to get him, but like to, because I move faster on the inside, but he can go out as far as he wants, and then he has it because he has, like, he has a wider field of view, so he could get it. So he goes out, and then I kind of like really try to step in. I didn't think I got it, but I can't really turn around and check to see where she actually is. But he goes around and he's kind of like looking. I can tell he's trying to look behind, and then I kind of cut in, and then kind of like looks up at me, and I look at him, and then he kind of heads off, and then I keep walking with him, and then I notice that I'm pretty sure his partner walks into the room as well. His partner, who is doing like garbage, he runs to the garbage, and he walked into the room, and I couldn't leave right after that because I was in the, because I was still kind of going with him to try to make things normal. So, and then I don't think I followed up on that. So, I just was praying and hoping that she was all right. And then there's a thing with my dad and the grocery store. Like, a lot of my stuff is happening in the grocery store now because I work there so often. But with the expeditions, I was with my family. My family's the one that's running all these expeditions, and the only thing we have to show for it is a bag of pills. Like, these pills are supposed to be, like, psychedelic in nature, and it's supposed to be, it's essentially what they all these places were like hiding. They're not hiding, but like, it's their most sacred thing. And I actually have a big bag of these because I never tried any, but the one I have four here. So, and then somebody comes up and asks if they can have them, and then I'm like, nope. We risked our lives. We did like crazy things to these. Nope. So now I'm hoarding the treasure of the fallen like people, and I'm not even using the treasure for myself. Yeah, and everything else besides that is just like, like samsara. So I will end it here. That was Matt LeBeau, and welcome to the Dreams.